That was Carol Denny doing a video, actually, which was I guess somebody was videoing her. I'm not sure if he was doing this as a live performance or doing it at home and having it put together there, but she had a scroll of artwork that she'd done dramatizing the fence goes down at People's Park with some classic People's Park figures like Julia Vinograd, the late Julia poetess of and bubble lady of Berkeley. You can find more of that on YouTube. Look up The Fence Comes Down in People's Park, or go to Carol Denny's website, Cherapillar. I should say, look up Cherapillar at her website. Cherapillar is the name of the protest approach that she's designed, where people bring their chairs and they just pick them up and move them around in a sort of a, creating a sort of a caterpillar-like shape. The person at the end takes their chair to the beginning, or vice versa, and the caterpillar moves right along, all the time being accompanied by signs and flyers about whatever issue the caterpillar is interested in presenting, such as the latest downtown association's attack on homeless people, its seizure of public space, and so forth. The outraged folks at the Union of the Homeless meeting from about a week ago.
When they put up lights for Christmas that take 7 days to put up and 2 employees to put them up and take them down, that's coming from our money. What is going on? They pay for the street team that does nothing but promote incompetency, because it only gives a person a $20 voucher. When it was promoted, it said we are going to give them jobs. No way. It isolates them and it condemns them as only capable of picking up litter.
Yeah. And if you call this veteran suicide hotline, you get put on hold. And I complained about that, and they said, oh, no, that's not true. So they called it and found out, yes, they got put on hold. Then they admitted that everybody that's manning the suicide hotlines are volunteers. So I said,
I have no idea what they're doing.
No, why don't they get somebody paid? Why don't they pay some veterans to answer the phone? They can't afford that.
That costs them money they don't get to put in their pocket.
Bitches, I say, hang on.
So what's going
they're
on
not
the
worried
shelters?
About the people. They're worried about their pockets and where they're getting all our money that's supposed to come to us.
Why can't you, as a female, in my perspective, I'm a female, so
jail. Shoot em.
I call like the 211. I mean, no, is it 211 or the 311?
It's 211.
To see about possibly getting into a shelter. They did exactly what he said. Put me on hold and then hung up. And then when I called back, they didn't answer the damn phone. It's an emergency.
Whoa. That's it. First alarm in history.
All the emergency money in this town goes to the sheriffs and the people in charge so they can pay their car payments and they can make their house payments. They're not concerned about us, and their retirement's more than their pay. So how's this working for all the people being equal?
It's retired.
All the people are not equal. We are not equal. I used to own a house on the water that I stole for $500,000. Now I'm stuck here because of a motorcycle accident, a head injury. I think I should be doing a lot better than I'm doing.
Exactly.
I built a house in Boulder Creek. Now my kids live in it.
The dormitories up on campus that the chancellor is saying they're going broke because there's only 1,000 students up there. So, and then she wants to put 10,000 more up there, and we can't even house the students right now that are homeless up there. So why don't we rent the dormitories from them for a temporary shelter, or rent a parking lot from them up on campus to put camps?
Oh, yeah,
they're saying we're broke because we don't have enough students to pay for the dormitories.
How could California be broke or whatever when it's billions and billions of dollars coming from Washington
to here
for the homeless? It's called the Homeless Foundation.
Yeah, all that money.
But we're not getting anything.
All the money.
Where is our foundation? I haven't seen any foundation. Have anyone here seen any homeless foundation? Anyone? Anyone? Say something if you've seen it, because I haven't.
No, I never have seen
it. No one here has seen homeless foundation, where all this money's going. Wow. Doesn't sound like it's going to the homeless.
Lotto. That's millions, hundreds of millions that was supposed to go to education. Nothing. They pocketed it all.
They can do that now.
Yeah, dude,
all the money for fires. They start the fire, then they cut the trees, they take the land, they sell the trees, and they pocket the money. The U.S. Forest Service is guilty, guilty, guilty. They started those fires.
What about on the back end? What about on the back end when we have some of our friends and family spending $20,000 on vouchers, right? Which is 2 days for 100 people in a hotel. For $20,000, what type of infrastructure can you start, right? And I see that happening all over. I see, like, literally 100 people, 2 days in a motel is 20 grand. And I know at least 12 people who have done that. That's $240,000. What could
that's
I be infrastructure
stable
to start?
Housing.
No, it's a waste of money.
Stable housing. That's
so on both ends, on both ends, we're screwed. Like,
yeah. And they're still taking the money for the hotels.
For the money that they rent the armory up here, $300,000 a year, they could buy a house. $300,000 a year wasted. Could have bought a house for the homeless.
Yes, they're not efficient on how they're spending their money. They're wasting the money as best they can to put it in their pocket.
That's free. That's already paid for. We shouldn't be
doing this for 20 years. They've been doing this before the hurricane, before any of this, before the pandemic. They've been doing this the 20 years I've been here. It's been the same the whole time. And it's getting worse.
Someone to blow the whistle to a full-scale audit. This money.
I'm just having to try to get
hold on, wait,
home,
back over
get
here.
My husband out and then go home. Cause,
are we corrupt all the way up into Washington, D.C.? Because if an editor went and did the paperwork on what this county does with its money, I think half the people here running shit would be going to prison.
All the money.
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. All the money.
The whole, the question
oh, but wait, they're rich. They can't go to prison. They got to be pardoned. They have too much money to go to prison. Even though they stole it from homeless people.
Afford good lawyers.
Yeah, that's what they need, good lawyers. Then they get to keep the money they stole.
Isn't that a contradiction?
Corporate guys that steal all this money, they're smart enough to pay their taxes. That's smart.
Yeah, you don't want the government coming after you, then you're fucked. If the top dog comes, then you're done. But if you pay your taxes, you can steal all the money you want. Yeah, they will. Yes, I've seen that.
So the question here is,
when are we going to get justice?
Where is the justice? Not when, where?
Yeah, exactly.
Where is
it? Where is it?
Where is
no justice for us.
Where is it? Like, yeah, it's sad that we had to come together and do this. You know what I'm saying? We should have the state that we're in to help.
One inconvenience that we the people, any one of us, a day too late.
It's possible.
Can you move closer? I can't hear you, man.
For sure.
One inconvenience by anyone that works for this government that we employ. Yeah, one inconvenience is a day too late for we the people.
Too little, too late.
It's a day late. And our
lawyers, fancy lawyers, set it up so it go just how they got it. There are no rights for all. There are no equal rights for all. So what's written on the Statue of Liberty is a big lie.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be... So we got Dread Eye. Let me get people's names here.
To all shall be equal. It's not there.
Well, it's gone. So you are, of course, our Dread Eye.
Yes, I am.
Cecilia Bonds.
And Joe
Love.
Hi, Joe.
Love, sweet love.
And your name is?
Karen.
Karellen.
We had a couple more people here, too, but that's some of it. I'm going to be playing this on the net on Thursday night, so all the people in homes could be entertained by listening to all us home folks outside.
You need to be on the more heard on the internet. You need to be heard. We need everyone to see your stuff, not five people.
This every day.
It's going to be happening. Well, I know he says he's throwing a meeting every week, which is going to be every Monday at this time.
I'll be here.
But we need to be aware that Building K, that maintains mental health, is effectively on furlough. So all the people in the mental health system are messed up. MHPAN is closed. Community Connection is closed.
And where was mental health to help you, miss?
So there is no support for anybody having a trauma incident, as well as our mental health that houses the worst people only have a 72-hour home. So what are we doing? Where is the money going for mental health? There is no help for anyone.
People's pockets. And I've gone to Building K. What she's saying is correct. I went to Building K about 15 years ago to pick my check up. I asked them if I could get any help there. I told them I mentally wasn't right. They have all kinds of people there helping, but I couldn't get help there. I could only come pick my check up there. And yeah, no, they said if I wanted to come there, I had to start mandatorily taking mental stability drugs. I'm sorry. I don't need something to make me walk around like I'm a meth addict or I'm on fucking heroin all the time to zone me out. I have a conscience, and I like it to work as best as possible. And when you're on drugs, you can't do that. And that place is one big sham. It's a huge sham paying the doctors, and the patients get nothing. And like she said, they're on vacation right now with a big fat paycheck. How's that help the homeless get into a house? It doesn't.
So my suggestion is, you were saying, someone was saying you need it every day. You need this kind of a discussion that leads ultimately to action. Whether it's taking over buildings that are empty, whether it's moving on the officials that are doing nothing, whether it's just informing the bigger community about it. But the sad story is people in houses like me, indoors, who rent places, aren't going to do it for you. It has to be, people outside have to do it themselves, and that's a real hell of a job. Because people, don't trust each other, they're struggling, but there are common circumstances that everybody's under, and that's also true.
What you're saying is these questions we're asking to the people who we ask these questions about. Where's all the money, type thing, Go take it to their face. In a peaceful setting, or appointment, what have you.
I say we need to start a resource center for everyone. Everyone, because how many people are about ready to be homeless that need help with paying different things? There is no list of resources to go to. So if you don't have a phone or a computer and you owe on your bills and you owe on your rent, where do you go get help? Where?
Also, I have one thing to say about that. I have one thing to say about that credit union. I have a lot of conversation here. I went in that credit union about 5 years ago to apply for a loan. I said I get a government check. I will give you the payment on one loan was only like $125 a month for me to borrow three grand. They wouldn't do it. Even though I have government money to make sure they get there, and I told them I'll sign a piece of paperwork saying you get your money. They would not help me get a car. Because maybe then I wouldn't be living in a bush and I could come up in the world. And, whoa, maybe I could get a job. And then maybe eventually I could get one of these houses they don't want me in. Yeah, but no, they're not going to help us. They'll deny you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why? I mean, even organizations like the Union of the Homeless, which I think is trying to do a little bit of something, but, you know, it has to be people out here who get together and say we've had enough.
It's got to be both of us, those in houses and those that are homeless, because there are a bunch of people that are about a month away from being homeless. A bunch.
They owe thousands. Everybody owes $10,000 for rent.
No, they're at home. They don't know what to do. They're trying.
Another criminal thing that's been done, too, is I moved from a bush into a car. I had my license. The court here, right before the pandemic, took my license away because I couldn't make payments on one ticket. Well, since then, I've got thousands of dollars in tickets because they've been beating on me with tickets. They gave me about 100 tickets when I was in jail. Because they attacked me for no reason. This has become ridiculous. They're attacking everyone. If you're homeless, if you have a car and you're homeless, they will attack you. Be
even if
very
you have
careful.
A job and you're homeless, they still attacking you.
Yep. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I laid down on the bus bench. And a cop comes along and says, you can't lay there. And I told him, I got a brand new apartment. And he goes, good for you. You still can't lay there.
They like to tell you what you're alarming the tourists again, are you?
I say it's my God-given right to lie down wherever the hell I want.
In America.
Yes.
Unless you're on private property.
Fuck, man.
If you're not on private property, you should be able to lay where you'd like and rest.
Particularly where you need to.
I am a people. Plus, you're not supposed to wake someone up from their sleep. Why do the cops come and harass people at 3 and 4 in the morning, wake them up at their camp, give them tickets when you're not supposed to? That's supposed to be against our constitutional rights, freedom, and all that.
Certainly against the policies of the police department. The policies of the police department to act with courtesy and kindness and to all public.
Right to lay down.
Not to be rude, not to, you know, basically start fights and be dicks. Every time that they're waking somebody up like that, they're violating their own policy.
Mm.
Yes.
God given right to lay down to have
rest.
That away from us.
Well,
that's
plus they're trying to get a thing where they want everyone, and a lot of people on the streets, more than half of them are somewhat disabled, physically disabled. So they want, they're trying to pass a law where you got to get up at 8 in the morning, pack your tent, pack everything up, and then you can come back at dark. That's not going to work. That is not giving us a safe place to stay. That is what I would call harassment. Oh, wait, a lot of other people are calling it harassment, too.
You are okay.
As far as you were saying about helping yourself, you know, as far as the housing project and getting on the list and going through the 9 yard, is there some kind of format that you can put out, like carry like this? You hang it up, even in laminated, like a roadmap.
I borrowed it.
From where you're at, by the river, to a house.
Yeah, I think what he's saying is there's no legal place for any homeless person to come sign a piece of paper and get into a house. There isn't.
People are actually getting housing, you know, by doing everything they're supposed to do or what they need to do. They require that house. And let's have it laid out here.
Well, what Joe, I think, was saying here was that there's one time when the housing list is open, but there's only one very small number of spaces. So for most people, it doesn't make any difference.
The thing is, before we start asking them, where's all the money, and if there's nothing to program that's working for some people, let's get on
it.
Let's get it plotted out here until we have a roadmap.
It doesn't work for most people. That's the problem.
Oh, I know.
Okay. I've been here 20 years. I'll tell you who that list works for. It works for local people who were born here. They get on that list.
What?
You got to be a local person born here.
born here.
Then you get on that list. And then you got to be a real local and poor to get on that list and get accepted. If you're from out of town, you're not getting on that list. It just won't happen. Oh, that's from my 20 years of experience here. No, you have to prove that you're from here. You have family here. Your family owns that property, and the property way down in on the other side of that other town. And if you're not from here and weren't blood born here, you ain't getting in no housing here. That's what's going on.
They have no way.
Two cell phones. They won't get in touch with me. It's not. It's how the lawyers have it set up for the rich people. It's exactly how they want it. Did I say anything incorrect?
I can't vouch for anything you said, but I liked what everybody said, including you.